Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I am hosting today a couple young folks coming in the studio, a couple actors, and pretty excited about having them in the studio. Bryant Friedel and Reagan Clendenny have been involved in the Calhoun Entertainment Company, which is a organization that's been putting on musicals and well, now a play, but musicals, you said, since 1989. So welcome, Reagan.
Thank you.
And Bryant.
Thank you for having us here.
Oh, yeah. Love having you here. And you're both from Calhoun. Bryant, where are you from?
I'm from Batchtown, a little south in Calhoun County.
A little south of Batchtown, out in the country, or in town?
Just a little south from, like, the center of the Calhoun.
Well, I know where Batchtown's at.
Yeah, but northern from Brussels.
So from Batchtown, you got any brothers or sisters?
I have two brothers. One brother, Patrick Friedel, and he's the older one, and Sawyer Friedel, who's younger.
Both are... wasn't he a football player?
Yes, he was.
He's an exceptional football player.
Yes.
He's a great kicker.
Yeah, he was a great player.
Yeah, and your dad was a great player.
Yep.
Yep. Played on the 1992 or 93 championship team. I think he did.
Yes, I think he played in both teams.
And you're not playing football?
I'm not playing football now.
I see. Okay. But you did for a while.
Yes, I did. I did in my eighth grade year and my sophomore year.
I see. Okay. And Reagan Clendenny, where are you from, Reagan?
I'm from the north end of the county in Campsville.
North end, Campsville?
Yep.
Yes. They say that's a good place to be from, Campsville. Do you hear that a lot?
I think so.
Yes.
Yep.
And do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yep. I have three brothers, Landon, 16, Hayden, 14, and Wren, 8.
Okay. Now, how old are you?
I'm 17.
17. Bryant, how old are you?
I'm 17.
17 as well. Okay. And Reagan, you have been in acting in the CEC since how old? What was your age when you started?
I was 3 years old.
3 years old.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Did you have any, did you say, hey, I wanted to act, or what happened? How'd you end up starting at three?
Well, my aunt was the choreographer of the time.
Yeah, what's her name?
Sammy Halsey.
Yeah.
Sammy Angela now.
Uh-huh.
She was choreographing for the musical Annie, and she told Jerry, hey, I think
okay, now choreographing, explain that to the listeners. What's a choreographer do?
She makes all the dance numbers up for the musicals.
Okay.
Every single move.
Every single move.
Yep.
Okay, the dance along with the music. All
the
right.
Dance, yep.
Yeah, that's
she
interesting.
She told Jerry, she was like, hey, I think we need a smaller orphan for Annie. And her niece was 3 years old.
Which was you.
That was me, yep. Yeah. And started ever since then. My grandma's been a huge part of CEC, and my mom and my uncle and my other aunt have all been in CEC.
Now, in CEC, Calhoun Entertainment Company, you're 3 years old, and is that the lead part, Annie?
No, I was not. I was just a little orphan that was on stage, maybe.
What was the play?
Annie.
Oh, it was play.
No, it was a musical.
A musical.
Yep.
But you didn't have to sing or anything?
I think I sang, like, just a couple parts with everyone else, but I was only on the stage for maybe 4 or 5 times the entire thing, so.
And you remember it?
No.
Oh, you don't. Bryant, how'd you get your start? When did you get your start with the CEC?
I was either 13 or 14 when I started.
Yeah.
And I was really just looking for something to do. Me and my parents decided that maybe the CEC would be good for me.
Uh-huh. And was it?
And yeah, it was. I've stuck with it ever since.
Yeah. And were you a natural singer?
No.
No?
No.
No? Did you take singing lessons or what? No?
No, I didn't really take singing lessons. Jerry didn't really want me singing, but I was a very good background actor. That's how I got most of my parts.
I see. So you guys been very involved in it, and you're here today because you've been in it for so long, and you're seasoned actors, right? And question before we get into a lot of details, what would you say to people listening to this, why they might want to join the CEC? What do you think, Reagan?
Well, sports aren't really your thing, and you want to step into the more music and like acting side of things, CEC is a good choice for you. It's just a bunch of people that get together and they just have fun and act together and learn together and grow from each other.
How many people are involved in CEC, would you say?
Well, it just depends on like what the musical is or now,
I mean,
the play.
In the whole group, though, how many people would you say right now are, you know, available or not available? But what does Jerry have to pick from?
Well, to be honest, most of our crew are females.
And they
have pretty few men. But I'd say ranges from like maybe 30 to 50 people.
Yeah, about that.
30 to 50 people, depending on like what we're doing. Exactly.
I see. Well, tell us a little. Now, Jerry, did he start the CEC, Bryant? Do you know of?
I don't know too much about the history of CEC, but yes, Jerry did start.
He did start it, yeah. Back in 1989, right?
Yep.
Before you two were even thought of, right? And now, you're both go to Callan High School, correct?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Reagan, what do you do besides, do you do anything at Callan?
I've been in the marching band all 4 years of high school. I'm currently a senior, and I've been a cheerleader both football and basketball season all 4 years, and I'm the captain of the cheer team.
Oh, congratulations. And
Thank you.
Are a senior.
I am a senior, yep.
And you'll be graduating this year.
This May, yep.
Yep. What do you plan on doing after that?
I'm planning on going to Illinois College to major in criminal justice.
Yes.
And specialize in law enforcement.
I see. You want to be a cop,
I
huh?
want to be a cop, yep.
Any certain area you're thinking you'd like to be a cop at?
Nope, I just know I've always wanted to be a cop like my Uncle Kyle.
Okay, very good, very good. How about you, Brian? What year are you?
Right now, I'm a junior.
Uh-huh. And what are you thinking about going after when you got one more year left of high school? You got any thoughts about where you're going, what you're doing?
I've been giving it a lot of thought, and I've been switching about possible careers.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking maybe psychology, pursuing that, or maybe political science.
I see. Now with the musicals, now this is, you have a play coming up, okay? And the play is Arsenic and Old Lace, which is a story that's been around for a while. But this is the first time the CEC has done a musical. How about that? Right? That's what you guys told me?
Yeah, it's the first time.
I mean, first time you've done a play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You've always done musicals. How many musicals has the organization done? Any idea?
Ooh. Well, currently we do one every spring.
Yeah.
But when it first started out, I believe they did do at least two a year.
Wow.
So I'm not 100% sure how many they've done so far, but right now we are doing one musical a spring.
Right. So maybe 25 or 30, possibly.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, how's Jerry Sievers as a director or actor? Or a director and teacher. Tell me something about Jerry.
Well, Jerry has inspired me to actually step out of my comfort zone and get into on stage talking. I've been a competitive dancer since I was two also.
Uh-huh.
And when you're dancing, you don't have to talk. Well, Jerry has, with CEC, Jerry has made me speak and do the most crazy things.
Really? Yeah. Crazy? Like what kind of crazy things?
I was a copy machine for 9 to 5. A copy machine.
A copy machine.
Yeah, I was inside a copy machine. Yeah. And I've always been an orphan or a boy for about every musical we have done.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. An orphan or a boy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Well, you got that going for you. What else? Anything else you got to talk about, Jerry?
I mean, he's the music man of Calhoun, if we're going to be honest.
Yeah.
He's just inspired me music-wise, acting-wise. Really, I think he's just helped me become better with my socialness almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I would have ever thought about getting on stage and singing and dancing and speaking for people. But, I mean, Jerry's been doing it this long, and he's great.
Yeah, great coach.
Great coach, yeah.
And what you think about Calhoun, okay, you got the CEC. What would be going on? What a big vacant hole there would be in the community if Jerry wasn't there to do this and get it started and keep it going. A lot of people get things going, you know, but they don't continue, but he's stuck with it. Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Bryant Friedel and Reagan Clendenny. They've been in the CEC, Calhoun Entertainment Company, for, well, Reagan's been there for like,
15
years. Yeah. And you've been in about, Bryant, you've been in about 3 years, right?
Yep.
Has Jerry made a big impression on you as well? How did he get you in that? Oh, I guess your parents decided you need to go this direction. Go be an actor, son.
Yeah.
Make a name for yourself.
Yeah, they just decided to throw me into the CEC, and Jerry really just took me in, and everyone was really accepting. Jerry really got me out of my comfort zone.
He did?
Yes, I was not that...
How did he do it? What was his technique to get you out of your comfort zone?
Really just keep practicing. If I didn't really do it, like, as well as he would expect, he would have me repeat it again, and eventually I just got more lenient and got more sociable and... My comfort zone really expanded.
Because you're singing as well, right?
Yes.
And you never were a singer, but now you're in the musicals, you're a singer. What part do you play in this new play, Arsenic and Old Lace? What are you?
Right now I play Mortimer Brewster. I am I'm one of the nephews of the two aunts who murder people.
Okay. Is that a good part for you?
Yes, it's...
You like it?
Yeah, it's an interesting part.
Uh-huh. And then as an actor, do you kind of like to, you have to think about it? Do you practice being the part, even though you're not at the auditorium where you're practicing? Do you find yourself working on the part?
Yeah, I do. You really just got to get comfortable with the actor, try and figure out what really works with the character.
Okay, get into the character.
Yeah.
Right. How about you, Reagan? Do you have fun, like, getting into the character?
So this is my first, like, actual role in the CEC. And I've really enjoyed, like, learning more about my character and, like...
What is your character?
I'm Elaine Harper. I'm Mortimer here's fiancé.
Oh, so you two are a couple in the
play.
We are
a couple. In
Yep. Are you a couple in real life, too?
No, we're just very good friends.
But you could be, maybe. Maybe not.
Okay. Yeah.
You're good friends.
Good friends, yeah.
Right, okay. So you guys are in the play, you're going together, right? Engaged, right?
Yep.
Okay. And... tell us a little bit, Reagan, about the story, Arsenic and Old Lace. So tell us about that.
So Mortimer is a theater critic, and he is pretty, he's a pretty serious guy. Yep, that's Brian.
Yeah, he's the theater critic. Okay. Yeah.
He's a pretty serious guy.
Yeah.
He actually doesn't like the theater, like, not really whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And he finds out that his sweet old aunts murder men for religious reasons because they think it's for the good.
It is.
Yes. He finds a body. He finds a body, and he thinks it's his brother Teddy, who thinks that he is Teddy Roosevelt. He thinks he's Teddy Roosevelt, and Mortimer thinks that Bryant thinks that his brother Teddy is the killer, and it turns out it is his sweet aunts, and he just starts losing it.
Yeah.
In the beginning of the play, he proposes to me, Elaine Harper, and after he finds out about the body, he starts going crazy, and he's pushing me away, and he's trying to figure it out all on his own because he thinks he's the big tough guy.
Yeah.
But he's just losing it the entire time.
Okay. All right. That's kind of a crazy part for sure.
Yeah.
All right.
And
so do you convince him? What happens? What do you do? What's your part in the play?
I'm just super sassy towards him. I tell him he needs to, like, be straight up with me.
Uh-huh.
And we just argue, and he won't tell me, and he won't tell me. Then it
finally he tells you.
Finally, he doesn't tell me. I find out because I'm just sitting there throwing a fit, and he is still going crazy, and it all just comes out that it's his aunts and all of that stuff, and it's just crazy.
I don't want you to give away the story, but the story's been out there for many years. Do you know when the story actually started? Maybe back in the 40s or 50s or something. It's been around for a while.
I think it's set in the 40s.
Yeah. I think it was like 1930s, 1940s. Okay. So yeah, right. Around there.
So do the old ladies, did they get caught? Does Bryant call the police? Do you guys get him arrested and put in jail or anything?
The police show up and they don't get caught because Mortimer Bryant doesn't tell the police that it's his aunts. Yeah. He frames it on his other brother, which the other brother is a bit crazy also, and also turns out he's also a murderer like the aunts, but he wasn't murdering like around them. He was traveling and murdering people also.
Okay. So the aunts get off the hook.
To an extent.
Yeah.
They're supposed to go to like an asylum. Like towards the end, they sign to an asylum.
Okay.
But then they end up not going.
Okay. All right. Sounds like a good story. It should be entertaining. I guess this is a comedy, right?
It is a comedy.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. No singing involved, right?
No singing or dancing.
No singing or dancing. Wow. You probably feel a little bit, you know, out of sorts. No singing, no dancing, right,
Just
Reagan?
A little, yep. Yeah.
Okay. Now, this play, where's it going to take place at?
It'll be at the Center of American Archaeology in Campsville.
The old grade school?
The old grade school in the gym there.
Okay.
November 21st through 23rd.
Okay. And where can people buy tickets for this play?
You can buy them at the Banks in Calhoun.
Yeah.
You could buy them at the station, the gas station there in Hardin. And you could buy them at the door when at the actual place.
And usually there's seats available to buy them at the door, right? Okay.
Unless we're sold out.
And again, when is the date?
November 21st through 23rd.
Coming right up.
Like two more weeks.
So are you guys still practicing or are you done?
We have practices all throughout the week and next week. And then,
So if you join the CEC, like you guys have been involved in it for many years, it does take a lot of time, doesn't it?
Yes, it takes quite a bit of time.
Yeah.
Our musicals, usually we start doing like auditions in December, and then our musicals are like in April, May, March, like one of those months. It really just depends on timing.
Okay. How much time do you have to put in, like a week or a month for a play like this or a musical, whatever it is?
So like musicals, if you're just like ensemble, so you're just like backup and stuff, like the background people, and you're not like an actual character, you're there Sundays, usually Sunday rehearsals, and then every once in a while you'll have like
okay.
a week rehearsal, and then once you get closer to the date, it starts picking up, like you have a lot more practices.
Okay. Now, do you have to be from Calhoun to join the CEC?
No, you do not.
Is there a certain age? I know you can start at 3. We got that going on.
It's for all ages.
Is it?
Yep.
All ages. And you don't have to, you can live outside of the county and still get involved.
Yep.
Well,
everyone is welcome.
Well, it sounds like a great time. What are tickets? How much are tickets?
They're usually around $10.
Okay. All right. Well, sounds like a great deal. You two have been involved in the program, and you've learned a lot from it, Brian?
Yep, I have learned a lot from the CEC.
Yeah, what's the biggest takeaway for you?
The biggest takeaway is really you'll just find out that...
the biggest takeaway?
Really expanding my social circles and my comfort zone.
Cool. And how about you, Reagan? What's been the biggest takeaway for you?
Biggest takeaway is, like Brian said, social circles, getting to meet new people, and honestly, like it's a whole new family. Like
yeah.
They're just one big family together now.
Well, thanks so much for coming in today. I know the play is going to be great. Hopefully, if I can, I'd love to come watch you guys perform. I bet it'll be great. I went to the last musical. What was the last musical?
Cinderella.
I did go to Cinderella, and it was really good. Crazy. I was just so impressed with it, you know? Were you in the Cinderella, too?
We both were,
yes.
Yep.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, that was... this is the first one I ever went to because usually I always had to work on the weekends. Yeah, I could never go. But very impressed. Very impressed. Listeners, you won't be sorry attending this because this is like a professional entertainment for sure. So thanks for coming in. Have a great day. And maybe we'll see you in a couple weeks. So take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.